Tell me, did you find a way in? Is there a weakness?
Not in the walls. But in their hearts. Joshua, we met a woman. She thinks God has taken the city already. The people melt in fear because they know he is with us.
God is with us.
Hallelujah. So the Bible reading was taken from Proverbs 31 about the virtuous woman. And in that video clip is Rahab the prostitute. So you would think, and I really wanted to talk about Rahab today. We've been studying it in the Bible study, but it's linking it to the theme of today, which is virtuous women. It was difficult to see how I could link Rahab the prostitute with a virtuous woman. But Rahab was a virtuous woman. She believed in God. So when all around her and in her community, no one believed in God, even though they had seen great miracles. So they had seen Moses deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. They'd seen all the plagues. They had seen God part the waters and the Israelites pass through it. So they'd seen all these miracles. And all in Jericho, all the people have heard of these miracles, and that's why they were melting in fear in that city. But Rahab really understood what that meant. She understood that the Israelites' God was the real God. Amen. And she knew that God was the only God that could save her. She wasn't defined by her past, so she didn't think, you know, I've been a prostitute and so I can't be saved. I can't be a woman of God. I'm not worthy. I'm not able to move on. She didn't think about that. She knew that that God of Israel could save her and could save all of her family, her brothers, her sisters, their children, a mother, a father, her children. She knew that that God could save them. She risked a life, so she put a life at risk. Mm. So within Jericho, the city was locked. Mm. So to just give you some context, Moses had died. He'd brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and Joshua was to take over from Moses and to take the Israelites into the promised land. And God shows Joshua the city of Jericho, which is locked up. It's a big wall around the city. No one goes in, no one goes out of that city. It's totally locked up. And Joshua says he wants two spies to try and get into the city to spy and sort of see what the people were feeling, how they are going to get into the city. And so he sends two spies in. So you see on the clip there that the two spies got into the city of Jericho. Now, the obvious place for them to go, they're not just going to go into any house, they're going to go into where people are coming and going. So Rahab's house was where men would go. And, you know, you can imagine what other women thought of Rahab, seeing different men going in and out of a house, maybe husbands going into a house. And you can imagine what other women thought of her, what the community thought of her. And the king of Jericho knew that the spies had gone into Rahab's house. So it wasn't that they just came and she hid them. The king heard that the two spies were in this city and they'd gone to Rahab's house. And so in order for her to hide them, she was putting her life at risk. With almost certainty, she was going to be killed because the king sent his men to Rahab's house because he knew that the men were there. So she hid the men on the top of the roof, and she told the soldiers, you know, they were here, but they've gone, you know, around the city, take this corner. She put them on a wild goose chase, basically, and she kept the spies there, hid them on the roof, and, you know, they then escaped through what she'd done. So she put her life at risk. Rahab is mentioned in the Bible three times after Joshua. So what happened to her when she accepted God was absolutely amazing. She was grafted into the lineage of Jesus Christ. So when she believed in God, her son Boaz, who married Ruth, and it goes in Matthew 1, and it shows you the genealogy of Christ. So Boaz, who married Ruth, And the descendants go right down to David and then right down to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So she was in that lineage of Jesus Christ. She's also mentioned in Hebrews 11, so the famous chapter, the Hall of Fame, where in Hebrews it's talking about great men of God, Moses, Noah, David, all these men of God, and you know how great men they were. And there's two women that are mentioned in that Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. Sarah's mentioned, and a prostitute is mentioned. Rahab is mentioned in the Hall of Fame. James 2 also mentions Rahab, and he mentions it in regard to faith and deeds, saying that her faith was so great, you know, that she saved Israel, and she believed in God, and she was obedient, and she was patient. So she's mentioned throughout the Bible, and she just is amazing what happened really with Rahab. So to give you, when the Israelites escaped and they went back to Joshua, and they said that there's a woman there that's saying that the whole city is full of fear, but she believes in our God, and she believes that the battle is already won. And they gave her a symbol, they said that they would save a whole family, and gave her the scarlet cord and said, put this up in your window and you will be saved. And that's what she done. And that symbolism of the scarlet cord reminds us of when the angel of death was going over Egypt, because the last plague was when the firstborn were going to be killed. And God tells the people of Israel to put blood of a spotless lamb on the door frames, and the angel of death would pass over, and they would not perish, the firstborns would not die. And so they were passed over. And so in Joshua as well, she has the scarlet cord. She immediately puts it outside of the window, believing that she is going to be saved. And when we're looking at Samuel, we see that God tells the people to march around the city six times, once a day for 6 days, to march around the city gates of Jericho. And on the seventh day, to march around seven times. On those 6 days, everyone has to be in total silence. And on the seventh day, with the seven priests, the seven trumpets, the Ark of the Covenant, they're to march around the city gates seven times. So 13 times in all, the Israelites march around the city of Jericho. And then the walls fall. Now, from imagining it from Rahab's point of view, she was, her house was in the city wall, so it's actually in the city wall. And she and her family, so all of her family, know that she's a prostitute, and she's telling them, no, we have to be faithful, we have to obey, we have to put the scarlet cord outside the house, and we're going to be saved. But you can imagine that when the Israelites are marching around the walls of Jericho, you know, that doubt must have come into her mind, and it must have come into her family's mind. You know, about the third time they went round, they must have been thinking, what is going on? You know, they didn't know what the Israelites had been told. Are we really going to be saved? You know, if they march again tomorrow, should we just not try and escape and jump over the wall and just try and escape from it? But she believed so much that she really believed that they had to stay in the house. So she was given instructions by the Israelites, so she had a responsibility. It wasn't that she was just going to be saved and she had to do nothing. She had to be obedient. They told her that every person had to stay in the house. And that if one person left the house, that the Israelites couldn't guarantee their safety, you know, that they could be killed. And so she knew that she had to keep herself and her whole family in that house and obey God. The 13 times that the Israelites walked around the walls, she waited, and she knew that she would be saved. So I just wanted to really look at her story, that, you know, really it doesn't matter what our sin is or what our background is or where we've come from. With God, we're a new creation. We're an absolute new creation. You know, she didn't let a past define her. And pastor often says to us, you know, not to always be pulled back by your past, not to always be pulled down, always believe that with God, and if you've got God with us, you know, that there's, we can achieve anything, you know, when God is with us. And when we're studying Joshua, and in the first chapter, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. I think he says it 3 or 4 times. But the next words he says are, be strong and courageous, for I am with you. Because when God is with us, when his presence is with us,
hallelujah,
the past doesn't matter. We have our faith. And if we're obedient and we follow what God says, we can achieve amazing things in the future. Rahab achieved amazing things. She was grafted into the lineage of Jesus Christ. She's mentioned in the Bible for her faith. She's mentioned in the Hall of Fame, one of only 2 women. And it's just amazing example that no matter where we come from, if we have God in our lives, if we're obedient to him, we trust in him, we have our faith that God will do great things in our lives. And, you know, just to mention some of the women in the church, we have amazing, virtuous women in our church. You know, Sister Joan O'Hara.